The war on terrorism was engaged on a variety of fronts this past week. In the United States, the week began with Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge raising the alert level in New York, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C. In upstate New York, federal agents arrested two men accused of attempting to buy a shoulder-fired missile in a sting operation. And in London, British officials announced the detention of more than a dozen suspected terrorists. Some are believed to have been involved in plotting previous attacks against the United States, including the 9/11 hijackings. Josh Meyer reports on terrorism for the Los Angeles Times, and he's in the studio. Welcome back, Josh.
Hi, Leah.
Tell us about the arrests in London first. What have you been able to learn about the people who have been detained?
Well, the authorities there and here and in Pakistan are all working together to try to figure out exactly what's going on, but they do believe that at least one of the men that was arrested in London in the past few days is directly connected to what they believe was an unfolding plot to at least attack airports in London and targets in the United States, including the five buildings that Secretary Ridge identified as being potential targets in New York, New Jersey, and Washington.
And what was the evidence that they had?
Well, they got a wealth of evidence from computers and computer disks that were caught in Pakistan, along with about at least three men who were detained who were believed to be senior al-Qaeda members.
Now, they haven't been charged yet, but under British terrorism law, how long can they be detained without formal charges?
Well, authorities have another 2 weeks approximately to continue investigating this. And authorities are very concerned that so much information has gotten out about this, in fact, that it's actually hampering their ability to get people that are still out there that they believe were connected to these men.
Might they be extradited to the United States?
I think so. Some of them might be. Some of them, I think the British want to charge there. But there are several, at least two of them, I think, that the United States is trying to go after. And some of the men that were detained in Pakistan clearly are on their way to the United States.
One of the men that was arrested in an internet cafe. Now, are counterterrorism agents getting a little bit more sophisticated in how they track these people that they suspect of being involved in terrorism?
I think so, but I think al-Qaeda members are also getting very sophisticated in terms of using cyber cafes and hitting and running in such a way as it's very hard to catch them. In this case, though, they did catch one of the guys in Pakistan who was uploading information onto al-Qaeda websites.
How do they monitor internet cafes?
Well, the FBI and the CIA both have contingents of very specialized agents who really do nothing else but monitor these various websites that al-Qaeda has set up. And every time it seems that they find one of these websites and take it down, it pops up somewhere else. So it's a cat and mouse game that continues.
Officials are claiming that some of the files that they found suggest that al-Qaeda is very eager to strike in the United States before the November election. Have you been able to learn anything about that, the legitimacy of that kind of claim?
Yes, they're very, very concerned. I think initially there were some reports that this was all outdated, ancient information, and I think the authorities were very, very concerned that people got the wrong idea about that. Some of the information is several years old, but if it's surveillance information, that almost doesn't matter. They were doing surveillance on the two embassies in Africa, U.S. embassies that were hit 6 years, I think, before they were hit. But they do believe that there is something going on right now. They're not sure what it is, to attack probably before or during the election.
What makes them think that?
Well, some of the things that al-Qaeda leaders like Osama bin Laden have said publicly, the attacks in Spain several months ago in which they actually helped oust the ruling party, and just forensic evidence from the computers, interrogations. It's a wealth of evidence. As one authority told me, it's a mosaic of different streams of information that all point to that.
Are more arrests expected in Britain?
Yes. And what I'm watching very carefully is if there's any arrests in the United States, obviously. I think at this point they don't know for sure whether there are suspects in the United States right now that were involved in a ongoing plot to attack some of these, you know, targets in New York and New Jersey and Washington, you know, including the IMF and the World Bank.
The idea that some of this intelligence was old, some of this intelligence was recent. I mean, there's conflicting information,
right,
about the intelligence that justified raising the threat level,
right,
in the cities around the United States. What is the latest that you've actually been able to learn about the information that's been gathered regarding potential terrorist attacks?
One authority told me Friday night that they now believe, and this just came in very recently, that all five of the sites were accessed recently in terms of the files. So they believe that that's a very real indication that there's something going on, that there's an ongoing plot, or that at least they're casing those buildings to see which ones would be a good target.
Josh Meyer writes for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.